actually, this the work on the standards for educator prep, the work began probably several years ago, at least longer than 2.5 years ago when I joined the department. And it begins with the standards that were developed for educator and leader. Those standards are the foundation for the MOSB standards, which is how we prepare our educators. And it has been a collaborative effort with lots and lots of participation across the state for us to be able to define what every educator should know and be able to do.
Give me an idea of what every educator should know. I was under the impression that if you came out of college and you got a teaching certificate, you pretty well knew stuff. But are you instituting a bunch of new things through this?
I don't believe we're instituting a lot of new things. I think what we're doing is bringing a little bit more clarity around the essential pieces that we must have mastery of. Our educator prep programs do an outstanding job today, and I think that with this additional with the changes that we're going to be seeing in MOSB, which is the acronym that we're using for these for the new prep standards, I think we're going to be able to provide a little bit more of a data focus on what are our things that we're doing really well and what are some of the things that we need to improve upon.
About, can you give me some specifics about just what it is that the people who come through this program should be able to do or that you will understand they are competent to do?
There actually are three things that we look at in determining whether or not our candidates are ready for the classroom. And one thing is whether or not they have a good grasp of the content which they're requesting certification in the area to teach. Also, in the methods of which how you teach that content, and then your basic instructional strategies that would be appropriate for any subject area. So you're seeing like the three stool piece of how you teach a specific content and the grasp of that content. The actual standards for educators and additional resource information is available on our website. You can see all of the educator and leader standards that are there, along with the indicators of what those standards look like in practice.
If I am a college student, if I'm a freshman going to what will be, and I decide I want to be a teacher, that's why I'm going to college. What will be different when I come out of college 4 or 5 years from now, and in terms of being a qualified teacher, certified teacher, than if I were to graduate next May or June?
I would think that having awareness of the Common Core standards, which is the communication arts and math piece that as a state we have adopted, I think having those kinds of that understanding of what is expected of me as a teacher to be able to instruct in those areas, I think that will be a little bit different. Plus, I'm going to be given an opportunity to really understand where my strengths and weaknesses are as a professional in my craft of teaching. So when I come out of college after all of this has taken place, I'm going to have a profile that's going to be able to tell me these are the areas in which I exceed and these are the areas I'm still developing. As we know, a newly minted teacher is going to be developing and growing throughout their profession. And so the new standards and the new process, we'll be able to provide more clarity around where I am as far as the status in my practice so I can hone my craft more specifically from the first day on with my district.
If I am a teacher of teachers at a university, if I'm in the School of Education as one of the professors, will I have to change the way I teach people to be teachers?
What we'll be doing is using more information about the way in which we teach teachers. We will have availability of these assessments in a pre-test, and then we'll be able to see what we need to do to help develop these new teachers into people ready for the classroom. I think we're going to be able to have, as a teacher of ed, I'll have more information at my hands, at my fingertips, as to what I need to do next to prepare these students for the classroom.
Well, other than knowing your subject that you're going to be teaching, is there that big a difference in the techniques that are used to teach these different subjects that you need to be focusing on during your educational process?
You're asking me if there are different techniques?
Yeah, well, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that there were these the three different areas that people need to have this expertise in. Is there really that much difference in teaching math versus teaching communications arts in terms of how you go about the techniques?
Yes, what we have found and research has helped us with is that there are specific ways in which you're more successful teaching math concepts and specific ways or instructional strategies that you use if you're teaching a communication arts or possibly a science concept. And having the ability to understand how to use those tools and then also an understanding of what kind of technology is out there, what kinds of things you can do in the classroom to help with the experience that those kids have in learning those concepts. All of those things are changing every day, and there is more and more things that we can be aware of so that we'll better prepare our teachers for today's classroom.
I guess the end result or the long-term result is that we'll have better educated kids because we have better prepared teachers to educate them. Is that where we're going?
Sure. What we're trying to do, obviously, is to provide programs that will help ensure that each teacher that comes out of those programs is prepared at a high level to be able to meet the needs of those kids in the classroom. And, of course, that has been the goal of our preparation programs overall throughout the years, and they have done an excellent job with that. But what we have now is ability to have more information at their fingertips so they can even do a more informed job at the work we're asking them to do. Our teachers will have more information so that they'll know exactly where they are in the status of their craft, and they'll be able to meet the needs of the kids in the classroom when they first hit the classroom door.
Is there an implication in instituting this program that the teachers that are now in the field are in some way or another deficient?
Oh, no, it's a continuous improvement. And when teachers enter the classroom, I entered the classroom back in 1982, and I believe I was prepared to enter the classroom in 1982. I think as a department and as a state, we have to constantly look at what we need to do to change so that we can meet the needs of the kids in 2012 and 13. It doesn't mean that the teachers today in our classrooms have not continued to grow. It's just that we need to take advantage of the data and the information available so we can do a better job every day.
I've been asking you about this in terms of people progressing through a college or a university program, but I know that there are a lot of teacher institutes that are held throughout the year. Is this the kind of a thing that can be plugged into the post-collegiate education program that is kind of a continuing education program for teachers already in the field?
Sure. The standards and indicators that we have identified as a professional community can be used in any aspect of professional development for all educators. What we have defined is what we know are the core elements of quality instruction so that people can get the most out of or be able to be of the highest service to our kids. So you can use this information and the research behind this in many aspects of developing our educators throughout the state.
In fact, March the 30th of 2013, and I looked at that and I thought, well, that's an odd date to put this into effect. Why is it going into effect on March?
That really has more, as far as to affect, it's just that the standards can then be used. As far as it going into effect, I think that's more about the calendar on the rulemaking process for our state agencies. It doesn't really have to do with the academic year. As far as using these new standards to determine effectiveness of these programs, that will not occur until some of these new assessments have had an opportunity to be field tested and basically developed and field tested so that we can assure that we're measuring things that matter.
Able to gauge whether this new system is working? Can you do it in as much as 1 year after it kicks in, or is it taking longer?
You know, Bob, I'm not. I am having those conversations with our educator prep program people now, and with the K-12 people. What we're trying to do is as this new system is put into place, is to come up with a system or a way in which we can evaluate as we go along, so we can make adjustments as we go along. Education, we've all been through school, and we all know good teaching when we see it, and we understand when the bell goes off or a concept is understood, but it's complex, and we know that it's not an exact science. But what we know is that all of our educators, all of our new teachers, and the people in the professional community want to be able to continually improve what they're doing to be a service to kids, and that really is the goal of this program.
Last question for you, Carla. Is this that will require a specific course for a student to take while they're going through their higher education, or is this something that will be part of just the overall ingrained curriculum that potential teachers have as they work their way through colleges of education?
Right. These standards are weaved throughout the course curricula, syllabus, of the programs themselves. It's not a standalone piece. It is just basically the core foundational thing of which all aspects of their courses will be touching upon.
Good. Well, I appreciate you talking to me this afternoon, especially given where your voice is right now.
I just hope your listeners are not offended by my elf-like sound here. So.
No, I think you're just fine, and I really appreciate that. And
anybody who has any additional questions or anything regarding the work that we're doing here in the Office of Educator Quality to not hesitate to contact the office. The number here is 573-751-8859, and myself or Dr. Hap Harrison or any other of the Educator Quality folks here will be glad to answer their questions.
And
also, a quick reference is our website, and you can even post questions on our website. We'll get back to you.